Life can take strange turns, including U-turns. That's the direction in which commentator Mary Jo Peel found herself spinning.
Lately, people have been asking me, innocently enough, how are you, Mary Jo? Let's see, I'm broke and I don't have a job and I'm living in my parents' basement in the suburbs with no car and I'm going to be 41 in 2 weeks. I want to shriek, how the hell do you think I am? When my job ended last year, I sold all my worldly possessions, moved out of my apartment, and traveled for the rest of the year. The plan was that when I returned, I would stay with my parents while I figured out the next phase of my life. And then it actually happened. And now I'm living with my parents in their basement. It's very unnerving when plans go the way you planned. My mother keeps pointing out, you're not living here, you're just staying here until you move. And it's not a basement, it's a lower level. I haven't lived at home since I was 18. After a certain age, you're not supposed to live with your parents. I'm not sure why, exactly. I think it might have something to do with our homicide laws. I have no idea who these people are. My mother is very short, and when she gets ready to go outside in the Minnesota winter, she puts on so much clothing that she looks like some diabolical experiment of a human head transplanted on top of a pile of laundry. My father looks like a retired cherub. He sneezes huge, cataclysmic sneezes that shake the house, and he has saved upwards of millions of National Geographics. On Sundays, my mother invites me upstairs for dinner with her and my father. In this house, sour cream is considered a side dish, butter a spice. My parents salt everything, sausage, salad, apples. My mother makes weekly trips to the Wonder Bread Outlet Bakery, yes, there is such a place, and buys loads of marked-down day-old bread which she puts in the utility freezer. The bread might be eaten in a couple of weeks or a couple of years. It doesn't matter once it's frozen, she declares. It's just as good as fresh. My mother would buy used bread if she could. They have many recliners placed throughout their home, four upstairs and four downstairs. My parents are living the American dream of being able to recline wherever they want, whenever they want. I start to think maybe they know something I don't, and are preparing for some apocalyptic shortage of bread or magazines or recliners. And I sit in the basement, sending out resumes, making calls, planning to move to New York. And my mother tries to be very helpful. She says, Mary Jo, have you ever thought of being a news anchor on CNN? I say, no, Mom, why? Well, all those anchors have such nice skin, and you have very nice skin, too. Later she says, why don't you go to Las Vegas and be in a show? You'd be so good. I'm not sure if she has in mind that I should have a magic act, or be a topless showgirl, or be in some extravaganza with tigers, but it's an idea, I guess. I'm starting to panic. What if I'm not just staying here? I am living here, but I don't realize it until it's too late. Maybe 3, 7, 28 years from now, I wake up and I realize my plans to move just sort of got away from me. And there I am. I have dozens of recliners and cats, and I wear two house dresses at once, and I've begun to salt everything, too, ice cream and canned pears, and I hoard frozen bread and magazines just in case. Help.
Mary Jo Peel was a writer for the TV program Mystery Science Theater 3000.